Atama Museum of Art is excited to and honored to play host to a new winter arts and culture celebration. It's called Roanoke Arts Pop. We are looking to have it be an annual celebration. And this event really builds on the momentum from the Americans for the Arts study that happened last fall and was commissioned by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. And then complementary to the Star City Arts Festival that was held in August at Elmwood Park. And that one was hosted by the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra and also involved many arts and cultural organizations. So this is really an opportunity to build on that momentum and elevate the arts and cultural organizations, which are many and very diverse in our region.
Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge is behind this, and of course they do a lot to publicize what's going on here in the Valley. How significant is it to have those players on board?
It's very significant because it shows that elevation of the arts and culture, that emphasis that, you know, as you come into the Valley, and if you're local, if you're regional, if you're a tourist coming in, there is so much going on with multiple organizations. So the Roanoke Arts Pop, which the winter celebration for Virginia's Blue Ridge Arts and Culture is March 6th, that evening, Friday, all day Saturday, March 7th, and on Sunday, March 8th. It's presented by Roanoke Cultural Endowment and additional lead support by Virginia's Blue Ridge, which really, you know, shows that momentum and what we do in this region.
Now, Roanoke Cultural Endowment is, of course, trying to raise $20 million before they start giving out grants off of that. This is also a good vehicle for them, Cindy, do you think, to get the word out about what they're trying to do?
Most definitely. And this was from an anonymous donor that really is supporting these types of events where it brings together, we have over 25 arts and cultural organizations that will be doing everything from pop-up performances to demonstrations. Talks, hands-on activities. We'll have also stilt walkers and face painters. So it'll be exciting. It's for all ages, children and families, adults, lifelong learners. So there's something for everyone that evening of March 6th, all day Saturday, and on Sunday from 12 to 5.
And is there a cost for any of this?
It is all free. It's open to all. And, you know, that's the beauty of it. And also, as you come into the Tauba Museum of Art, you'll receive a program guide that lists everything going on all 3 days. But also it was an opportunity for each organization to highlight who they are and what they do. So every visitor that comes in that day walks out with a program guide and can continue that journey and see what's going on in our community with each organization.
We're talking with Cindy Peterson, Executive Director of the Tauba Museum of Art. I'm just flipping through this. You've got Roanoke Ballet Theater doing a pop-up performance. Mill Mountain Theater with excerpts from Dream Girls, which is on stage soon. Opera Roanoke. Fashionista. Some fashions there. Grandin Theater. Harris Museum of African American Culture. The Historical Society of Western Virginia. RCT, Roanoke Children's Theater. Virginia Western Community College. There's face painting. Opera Roanoke. Southwest Virginia Ballet. Jefferson Center pop-up. You can meet the artist, one of the artists that are, just, if you haven't been exposed to a lot of these arts before, Cindy, this would seem like an ideal thing to bring yourself or your family to just see what's out there.
Most definitely. And the list continues. There are interactive booths that will be there for all 3 days, which includes the Pinball Museum, the Roanoke Starcade, and Kids Square from Center in the Square. They're bringing over the pinball machines and the video and different interactive. And as you mentioned, also Roanoke College and Hollins University with their museums, the Olin Galleries and Eleanor D. Wilson Museum with art-making activities. So, you know, it's far-reaching. We will be bringing in the Tauba Museum of Art, Julie Speed, which is an artist from Marva, Texas, and she's coming in to do a special public talk. And we selected her because the visitors that have been coming in this fall have said, when's Julie Speed coming in?
She ought to exhibit now at the Taubman?
She is. Right. She is on exhibition, Surrealism, in one of our galleries, the Modernism Gallery, but also in our Media Lab, where you can see her in action, painting and collaging. So that's exciting. She'll be here on the Sunday at 1:30. And it's an opportunity also far-reaching for, like you mentioned, all target audiences and also our colleges and universities. So we have institutional memberships where the student, faculty, and staff of Virginia Tech and all their accompanying, from the Biomedical Research Institute to the School of Medicine, as well as Radford University and Roanoke College, that students, faculty, and staff have memberships to the museum. So that is open to all. We've aligned it up with our Pop Power, our banner exhibition. It is the last weekend for that. That is the ticketed exhibition, but again, members are free. And everything else at the museum with our arts and cultural organizations is free, open to all, and it will be vibrant. And as you read through that list, really just hopping in all corners on first floor, in our art venture, our interactive creativity center, on second floor, throughout the galleries, there'll be performances, and our exhibitions are open, along with that visiting artist, Julie Speed, and on third floor, where you'll even see the spot on Kirk and in different demos from the classes that happen and art making. And, of course, our balcony is open on third as well. So it is just a wide variety.
We're talking with Cindy Peterson, Executive Director of the Taubman Museum of Art. Just to wrap up, some years ago, Roanoke tried a Roanoke Arts Festival. Are you hoping that this event, or are you planning on it to be some kind of an annual event?
We are planning that this will be an annual winter celebration of arts and culture in Virginia's Blue Ridge that will be reaching our local community, regional, and will continue with the tourists that are coming on. But it will have a ripple effect because, elevating the arts and culture in our community and what is going on throughout the year, because it is pretty significant, as you said, Gene.
This Salem Museum in there, Olin Gallery at Roanoke College. Putting this together, Cindy, was it also a good learning tool when you dialogue with some of these other institutions about maybe working together on some different level in the future?
So I would say that the arts and cultural organizations are very collaborative and have many different partnerships throughout the year with each other, but this enables everyone to shine, and it's reaching out with Roanoke City, Roanoke County, Blacksburg, Salem, Botetourt. It continues to grow, and there's opportunity as it is an annual festival and celebration that list will continue and that reach will continue.